Chavez?
Is it Chavez?
Oh, Chavez. I'm sorry, yes, I had him.
Okay, Honorable Mr. Cabanas will conduct your, will serve as a lead for your hearing, sir. So let's hold on to the phone.
Okay.
Mr. Chavez, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Juan Chavez, ABC number 253497.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the three alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on July 25th, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Chavez?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you while you're representing yourself today, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm representing myself.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. You can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of our bench. We have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is Honorable Mr. David Neal. And my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby, and we'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Chavez and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Chavez, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked, and keep in mind there's a separate motion to pass from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe the allegations are false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I'll begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal laser company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number five, as demonstrated by your engagement and threatening behavior on or about June 25th, 2018 at the Pima Reentry Center in Tucson, Arizona. Mr. Chavez, is this true or false?
Threatening, yes. Yes, it's true.
Okay, thank you. Allegation number two, violation of condition number 12, as demonstrated by your failure to abide by the rules of the Pima Reentry Center on or about June 25th, 2018, as directed by your parole officer on or about June 15th, 2018. Mr. Chavez, is this true or false?
I believe that's true.
Thank you, sir. And allegation number three, violation of condition number 12, as demonstrated by your failure to successfully complete the MEP program at the Pima Reentry Center on about June 26, 2018, as directed by your parole officer on about June 15, 2018. Mr. Chavez, is this true or false?
That's true.
Thank you. Well, Mr. Chavez, I'm going to make a motion to pass this hearing from phase two to phase, pardon me, from phase one to phase two, so this is not the end of the hearing. But based on Mr. Chavez's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways of company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Chavez, as I stated, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. And it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, Please stand by as Mr. Respe, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly for questions, and you will be able to speak to the board in detail, okay, sir?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chavez. Mr. Respe.
On June 1st, 2018, Mr. Chavez was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested June 26, 2018 by ABC staff, known charges. He was back in U.S.C. custody June 26, 2018, with a projected community supervision end date of November 1st, 2018, 0 stop days. Current conviction, 2015, dangerous drug violation, 3 years. Prior convictions, 2010, theft, 1.5 years. 2010, armed robbery, 3.5 years. 2014, resisting arrest, 1 year. This is his third term in DOC. CDOIR score 4.4, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2013, TIS release completion 6 months. 2015, TIS release of standard 25 days, reach CSD prior to seeing the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are significant with drugs, alcohol, disorderly conduct, and staff assault noted. Other arrests, 2004, dangerous drug violation, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2004, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, juvenile probation. Student restored is G5B6.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Chavez. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside at the Pima Reentry Center. Well, pardon me, you didn't have approved placement at first, but then you were placed at the Pima Reentry Center on June 15, 2018 in Tucson, Arizona. So am I correct that that's the only place that you lived when you were on community supervision, Mr. Chavez?
Well, we didn't know on the first and page 2 of the Washington American County, and from there I was trying to get a living now on the 6th of June. I tried to get in Tucson, but I wasn't able to get in Tucson, so I got hold of my parents and I stayed with my parents for a couple of days before I got to the entry center.
Okay, sir. And it seems, am I correct that you were on community supervision for a very short amount of time?
Yeah, only like 3 weeks.
Okay, so in that time, you did not have employment, or did you have work?
I was looking for work to the PRC, and I had a job label. When I got out of the PRC, my uncle works construction on the ranch, and he was going to help me out with the job.
Okay, do you have experience with construction, sir?
Yes.
Well, that's good. It looks like that you were referred to the MEP program at the Pima Reentry Center after you failed to report to your site parole officer upon release from detainer and after admitting to use alcohol. So, did you have some ongoing problems with drugs or alcohol, Mr. Chavez?
In the past, yes. With alcohol, I've been around my whole life, so I have learned more about the 25 years, programs in here, and finding out more about myself, why I have those problems. So, with alcohol, I'm not something I'm too bad for. With other drugs, it's easier for me to stay away from now, at the MOP program, they dropped us weekly, and you can see that all my tests were clean with how much does have information. But it's an ongoing struggle that I have to deal with this in my life. But I know the steps, that from reading the books about alcohol and not just that, just programs, knowing what I've got to do to stay sober and to live.
Well, sir, one of the main allegations is that you failed to complete the MEP program at PRC, So why didn't you commit to the program?
Well, in my opinion, I didn't finish you, but when I did ask Mr. Riley to conduct the program, I was working the program while I was there. This is, most of my time, I learned Max. And so being in a place like that where it's open, and it's near our prison, but it's set up like prison, so it kind of messed with my mentality and my Max mentality back, of not trying to be with people. And like, being in prison, I don't like having that mentality, but it always comes back from how I was raised. And it's something that I'm dealing with, you know, trying not to be that person I used to be. You know, there's always going to be a piece of that person that's in me, but I have to control that balance, I guess you could say, everybody's got to be in balance, you know? And this is what I'm not doing to miss my life. And, I see it as a blessing that I didn't hurt nobody. I could have looked at it in a different way. I could have been facing my family. So I know I have a lot more control over my anger and a lot of emotions that are still in me.
Well, sir, I appreciate that you're improving your behavior. That's a very good sign. Let me commend you for that. You mentioned that you had a mentality left over from Max. When were you in Max, sir?
I was in Max out in my first day from 2012 to 2012. So when I got released, I put the first time out of Max performance. And I was staying out for about a year. And then I went back to Max and another year. And SMU, SMU2, SMU1, and Walmart and Florence, Central. You know, when I came back, my first one was today, the only thing that was on the four-way. So.
You mentioned SMU. Have you had the issues that you needed treatment or meds for, if you don't mind me asking?
No.
Okay. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I don't have any questions from my fellow board members. Mr. Chavez, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already shared with us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand?
I just want to say, I appreciate you guys hearing me, a hearing for relocation. I appreciate that. And, when I came to prison, I was young, and all I'm doing all this time, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of this, and I'm changing my life a little bit of time. And all I'm saying is to live the world like a human being, a man, and not just a person born. With that, I don't know what else more I can say.
Well, so I think what you said was very powerful, and I will say, as one voting board member, that is something I concentrate very hard on, is looking at people as human beings and not inmates. We recognize that most people have a capacity for rehabilitation and moving on to become productive. Most people do anyways. I forgot to ask you one question, and that is that you've had some problems with alcohol. And how long have you been clean for a while? Or
yes.
How long have you been clean?
Since I relapsed, I've probably been clean about 2 months.
Okay. Thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our votes. So, Mr. Chavez, if you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision, okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chavez. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, as you just heard in the dialogue, I appreciate some of the things that Mr. Chavez has said about his experiences inside the Department of Corrections and the unfortunate way things unfolded for him in the Penal Reentry Center. I think Mr. Chavez shows promise in terms of his rehabilitation. He's been clean for a couple months. But right now, I think that he is stable, he's sober, and these last weeks, and they are weeks, you know, it's just a question of less than 3 months, might be best served with him concentrating on his sobriety and putting together a plan for his return to the community. But that's where I'll begin the discussion. And we're further input, so I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018W1834, our discussion with Mr. Chavez, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Chavez was delinquent, following the terms and conditions of his supervision and how the officer was about to lapse into the larger company, in as much that he was involved in some threatening and rule-breaking behavior inside the PRC, as well as not completing this program, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Chavez, your supervision has been revoked and you will be released on or about November 1st, 2018. I recognize that while we're still in the summer, November 1st sounds like a long way away, but it really is less than 3 months. So we encourage you to take advantage of these last weeks, but to put together a plan for your return to the community. We encourage you to pursue any programming, especially in terms of maintaining your sobriety, and we hope that you have a productive and safe return to the community in November. This hearing has been concluded. No further discussion will take place, and we do appreciate you appearing before the board today, Mr. Chavez. Thank you.
You're welcome.